Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf chof. We're starting on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis. We left off yesterday where it says Eisvei, three lines from the bottom. But since that Eisvei is a kasha on what we learned three lines earlier, we'll start again from Boi Minei Abaye Meirova or Meiraba, which is six lines from the bottom. Freit Abaye Kovroi Beregel Regel Oilei Leminyan Shloishim Oy Ein Regel Oilei Leminyan Shloishim. If Chas V'Shalom, someone passed away on regel, on yontif, in other words, any time during the yontif or cholamoid, what's the din? One does not start shiva yet, one only starts shiva after yontif is over. The question is, however, can you already start counting towards shloishim during the 30 days, so that during the regel, so that when regel is over, you already get a credit, if you will, for 7 days, and you only have 23 days more. Then why should there be a difference between Shloishim and between Shiva? That Shiva only begins after Yontif. And Shloishim, there's a Shaila here in the Gemara, whether you can start counting Shloishim already now. So the Gemara explains. I'll tell you why. Kaveh beregel regel oyle leminyan shloishim oy ein regel oyle leminyan shloishim leminyan shiva leikim boyli deloy nohaga mitzvah shiva beregel. Throughout regel, we are not noeg hilchois shiva. Nobody sits on the ground. Nobody takes off their shoes. Nobody is kofer the mita, says Rashi, like the minig was years ago. So therefore, there are no indications whatsoever. There is no fulfillment of shiva requirements during the regel. So then you got to start from scratch after the regel is over. On Isruchag, you start counting day number one. However, what are the prohibitions that apply to Shloishim? For instance, washing kvisa, that is laundry, and gihutz, and tespoires, and haircuts. Now, all of those things we don't do throughout the regel, including cholamoid, except for those exceptions that we enumerated in the Mishnah, the person who comes in Medina Sayyam. But otherwise, nobody's allowed to, for the entire 7 days, cut their hair, and nobody's allowed to do the kvisa, doing laundry. So therefore, you already know Heg Hilchos Shloishim, not because of Shloishim. The reason why you know Heg is because of Yontif. But perhaps you can go and kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, that you're Mekayim the Hilchos Shloishim because you already started doing the Hanhogos that we implement during the Shloishim period. So that's a Gemara Shaila. Ki kama boili leminyan Shloishim, tekanoa gam mitzvah Shloishim beregel. Since those mitzvahs are nohug, we do go and follow them and we fulfill them during the regel. My Amaleisa, Rabbi answered, Einoi Oila. No, when it starts after Sukkot or after Pesach, after Atzeres, you're going to have to start from scratch, first day of Shloishim. You don't get any credit for the 7 days. I'll show you from the following braisa that you do get credit for 7 days of Shloishim during Yontif. Now this is not exactly the case that we're talking about. Our case is talking about Nebuch, the person passed away on Regel itself. So the ratio of the braisa is talking about a person that was koiris meisei 2 days before the regel. And this braisa holds like our Mishnah, that you only say that regel cuts off and ends shiva if a person was already noheg shiva for 3 days. In this case, however, a person was only noheg shiva for 2 days. So then, moina chamishis yom achar regel. Then you have to go and count 5 more days after yontif. During the yontif period, there's a suspension. You don't sit shiva, but it's deferred until after yontif, and then you complete the shiva. You did 2 plus 5 is 7. And the brayse adds, "Malachli nasasay deacherim viavodu v'shvoisav oisim betzina betoich beisay." What does all of that mean? Normally, during the shiva period, unless you're talking about a meleches dover ha'oved, not only is the oven not allowed to do the work, but nobody's supposed to do work on his behalf. As well as avodim and shvachos, all their slaves, maidservants, they're all supposed to cease working on his behalf during the entire shiva period. So in other words, not only he doesn't do any work, he doesn't have any shluchim doing work. Again, except for a case of meleches dover ha'oved. However, in this case, what the Gemara is telling us is that throughout the Yontif period, there, although he cannot be yoytze his shiva in the sense that he has to go and count another 5 days after Yontif, however, in other respects, the shiva does run through the Yontif. What do you mean by that? So let's get back to this in a moment, but let's continue on the braisa. The Ein Rabin Misaskin Imoy Shekvar Nisasku Boi Beregel. Now, what does that mean? So the last Rashi on the Omid tells us, let's see the Rashi, Ein Rabin Misaskin Imoy, Kloy Me'ein Tzrichim Lenach Moi Achor Oregel Shekvar Nichmu Shiva Yomim Beregel. Even though he doesn't sit Shiva during the entire regel period, however, people can be Menachim him the whole 7 days. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says one can be Menachem an Ovel even on Shabbos. Yeah, the general custom is one doesn't, but one can, mitzad halacha, to go and be Menachem. Typically one would say, instead of a Rachman, Hamokim Yenachem Eschem, typically one would say, Shabbos hi melenachem, or in this case, Yontif hi melenachem. Since it's Shabbos, or it's Yontif hi melenachem, therefore I don't say the full nusach of the Nichumei Avel. So since we ikra din a person, you're talking about for the minig Ashkenaz. Okay. That's not the minig Svart. In fact, if you look in the final, who's the poisik achrein? That's the art scroll. If you look in the art scroll, Ashkenazish Sidurim, you'll see at the end of the chadoidi it says the ovel comes in. And everybody says makim nachem, but in the nusach Svart, none of that appears. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, the assumption is that the reason why they used to do that is because people davened early enough that it wasn't really Shabbos. Among Nusach Svard, it's already Shabbos. Either because in formal Kabbalah Shabbos is when you say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Right before that, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, you can go and insert and say Hamokim Menachem Eschem because it's not Shabbos yet. That's why we do it at that point, the last minute, right before Shabbos, and say Hamokim Menachem Eschem. However, in the Nusach Svar, typically people daven later, so it's already Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, you wouldn't say a machan. Anyway, regardless, we're getting back to our Gemara, and then even if you have a Nusach Svar minion that davens early, they still don't say it because there's such a feel already from Mincha of Erev Shabbos, it's already considered to be as a Shabbostik, and that's why in most Nusach Svar places, it's the Rebbe or the Ruv that davens and not an Ovel. That your side of a different story, but an Ovel normally doesn't daven because it's already within the Ruach of Shabbos. That's why you don't say, for instance, an Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, you don't go and say Tachlin, because it's already part of Shabbos. Anyway, like Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yomtiv. So bottom line is Vusuk Yimara, so even though he doesn't sit Shiva, people come to be Menachem. And because people are Menachem him during the Regel, after Regel is over, there's no longer a need for being Menachem him, and therefore it's kind of a interesting situation. During the entire Yontif, people come by and they're Menachem. He doesn't sit Shiva. After Yontif is over, he sits Shiva for 5 days and nobody comes to be Menachem. You can, but Rashi says there's no tzairich anymore because he already did it during the Yontif period. So that's what the Braith is telling us. That since vis-a-vis the rest of the world, he is sitting Shiva during Yontif, even though he doesn't physically sit Shiva, because he's going to sit Shiva for another 5 days after Yontif. However, it's still the Shiva period as far as everybody else is concerned. And that's why they can all be Menachemim during the Regel, and therefore throughout Yontif you have a kiyum of not having people working for him, because people are not going to work. It's Amir La'akam, people can't work anyway during the Yontif on behalf of the Jew. And his Avonim and Shvocha, he said, not going to do any Melacha because it's Yontif. And therefore, after Yontif is over, during the 5 days, Malach Nasa Yidei Achayim and Avodiv Shivchoisev Oysim Mitzina, because they were all Mekayim, the Dinim of not working for the Ovel during the non-Shiva Regel period. So now in the final 5 days, they're allowed to go and work. They shouldn't do it b'fahesia because of the fact that people will make a mistake and say, oh, he's sitting b'aveilus, it's Shiva, and they're doing work for him. So therefore, do it b'tzinah. Kalol
l'shildavah.
So now, yes.
Is this the regular thing?
What do you mean, regular thing?
Regular.
Oh, regular. Oh, the regular thing. whenever you come up with one of your witty comments, for me, it's not only regular, it's Yontif Mamish. Anyway, let's continue on. Zuktimor Kloli Shildova, the top line of Chof Amir Aleph. What's the general rule? Koshu Mishim Ovel, if it's because of the Ovel himself, in other words, the person who is in mourning, regular Mafzik, then the regular Mafzik, 2 days before, 5 days afterwards. V'choshu Mishim Iske Rabim. But if we're talking about what is our job as the Rabim out there that wants to be Menachem Ovel, then they regular Mafzik, then there is no regular being Mafzik. We can go on Yom Tov itself and be Menachem Ovel, and therefore after Yom Tov there's no longer a need to be Menachem Ovel. That's the Reisha. Now let's get to the Sefer. Kovru Shloshi Yom Sefer Regel. Oh, now we're not talking about someone who passed away before Yom Tov, we're talking about a person who passed away, Lo Yaleinu, during the Yom Tov days itself. 3 days before Regel, that would mean during Chol HaMoed. Okay, so now, bear in mind that this is now very similar to the case of Abaye's Shaila that he asked Rabbah, because what did Abaye ask? Kovu b'regel, regel oyle minyan shloshim anat. That's why we brought this brisa, and we'll come to hopefully an answer as we end the brisa. So the brisa continues. Kovu shloshim yom b'sofer regel. Nebuch, a person passed away, and therefore we would kovu that individual during the yomtiv, and it's 3 days before. Moine shiva achar regel. Then you have to go and count 7 days, because once again, that we said that Yom Tov is Mafzik is only if the person was Noheg Shiva, at least, if the person was Noheg Shiva before Yom Tov a day or two, then we continue on after Yom Tov. Here, before Yom Tov, he wasn't Noheg Shiva at all, because the person was still alive. It's only that person passed away during the Regel. And therefore, Zokta Gemara, if it was 3 days before the end of Yom Tov, Moina Shiva Acher Regel, he has to start from square one, first day after Regel is over. However, why did we talk about that it was 3 days before Regel? It could have been any time during the Regel. What's the first day of the Regel? The second, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, Vosab is 3 days before, to go and teach us the next halacha. That once again, we have that same rule that we had above, that vis-a-vis the Oilam can already be Menachem during the Yontif period. And so therefore, says the Gemara, in the 7 days post-Yontif, the Arbo Yomim Rishoyinim Rabim Misaskim, boy, then everybody comes by to Menachem like normal Shiva. However, the final 3 days, Shloshi Yom Echorayinim, Ein Rabim Misaskim, boy, they don't need to come by to be Menachem Ovel, Shekvar Nisaskim B'Regel. All of those people that already came by during the Regel, so they already Yoytze their mitzvah, so we had the benefit of 3 days during the Yontif period to be Menachem Ovel, and then we had 4 more days post, so 3 plus 4 is 7, so vis-a-vis the Tzibur, they already were Mekayim their Hilchais Nichumim, so although he has to continue sitting Shiva for another 3 days thereafter, in other words, 7 days altogether, but the Oilam was already Yoitz in their mitzvah, so they only have to go for the 4 days post-Yomtiv and not the 7 days post-Yomtiv. Okay, all of that is fascinating. What does it have to do with us? The final 3 words of the Braise, V'regel Oileloi. The regel is Oileloi. Now, what does it mean, regel Oileloi? So Rashi tells us, we're no longer talking about Shiva, we're talking about Leminyan Shloishim. That the regel is Oileloi, he gets credit for regel for the Shloishim period. Zok Tiyumara, my love, Aseifa. Since this regel oile comes at the very end of the brisa, wouldn't it be appropriate to assume that this is referring to the sefer case? Now, what is the sefer case? The sefer case is that unfortunately someone passed away during the regel period. And what does the brisa say? You get credit for that. Oh, so let's go back to the original kasha or original shaila that Abaye asked Rava or Rabba. Kavi beregel regel oile min yishloishim oi loi. The answer is, yes, the Braise says, regel oiloi. How did Rava respond? Ein oiloi, l'chayr avakasha on Rava from this Braise. Everything more loi, aresha, that says regel oiloi is not talking about the second case in the Braise, it's talking about the first case in the Braise. What was the first case in the Braise? The person was koyres meise shnei yomim koydim regel. That the Shiva already began 2 days before Yontif. Ah, so since the Shiva began, then the counting of the Shloshim also began before Yontif. After all, Shloshim includes the Shiva. So everything was counted ready before Yontif. Now it comes Yontif, vis-a-vis Shiva, we got to make a break. The person can't sit Shiva during the Yontif days. But vis-a-vis Shloishim, the Shloishim continues. After all of the prohibitions of the Shloishim continue on. He's not going to go and take a haircut. He's not going to go and do kvisa, not going to do laundry. So Shloishim continues on. But it has nothing to do with the Shaila that Abai asked. Abai's Shaila was, if Chas V'Shalom, the person passed away during the Regel. The Braisa that we've just brought, Regel Oilo, is referring to the Reisha, that the person passed away before the Regel. So therefore, Shaila of Abai still remains outstanding, with Rava's Tshuva, that Rava said, Eina Oilo. So Freiti Mori Yetzweiter, Eisvei, Regel Oilo, Minyan Shloishim, Keitzad. When do we say the regular is oileloi? Oh, kavroi betchilas haregel. If Chas V'Shalom, a person passed away at the beginning of Yontif, then moine shiva achar regel, then you count 7 days after Yontif. In other words, shiva begins 7 days later, after Yontif is over. Oh, malach denasa yidei echeirim b'avod v'shukhoisav oisim b'tzinim b'toich beisoi, vein rabim misaskim boi, shirikvar nisaskim boi b'regel. So that's the same that we learned in the previous praisa, that even though vis-a-vis the ovel himself, he only starts his shiva post-yontif, but vis-a-vis us, the potential menachmim, we can be menachmim throughout the yontif. So therefore, when he sits shiva, nobody has to come by to be menachem. We already were mekayim the mitzvah during yontif. And the same thing is that since the normal shiva period, which would have been during yontif, anyway, the achirim cannot do malacha, and the avonim in shvachis can't do malacha, so then they're going to go and do it after yontif is over. They are allowed to go and do malacha, but they should do a betzina so that people shouldn't go and think, oh, this ovel, they're doing work for him during the shiva. They don't realize they were already precluded and they already observed the preclusions during the yontif period. Okay, but let's finish off the braisa. Veragel oileloi. Now here we don't have a resha and a seifa. We only have one case, and that one case is that someone passed away during yontif. And the question is, although he cannot go and count the shiva days, he starts shiva right after yontif, but the regel oileloi for something, and the Gemara assumes that something is for shloishim. Ah, so you do get a credit for shloishim after all, during the regel period, if someone passed away during the regel, is a bazoi, that's exactly the opposite of what Rava said in the Amid Beis, Eina oila. So Gemara Tiofta is taka Rava Ogifreik from this Bryson. The reason why on the side it says Rava.
Yes.
The reason why I say Rava is because in the Rashi here in the Omer Aleph, if you look at Rashi, my love a sefer, about 10 lines in from the top. You see the Rashi, my love? Now look at the very end of that Rashi. Look at the very end. Vekasha.
Vekasha
Rava. Why didn't Vekasha the Rava?
Yeah.
Since they didn't change this as well, that's why I keep on fluctuating between Rava and Rava. You're right. Normally, the correction is Rabba, but it doesn't say Rabba over there. Okay, Akasha Vamais. It's either Rava or Rabba.
With a change.
So here's from by Rava. May Rabba. But here, Rashi says Akasha the Rava. Yep, try. Good. Zukti Morvaitim. Ki asa Rava and Amr Yoichanan. Afila Kovi Beregel. Rava and Amr Yoichanan said like this Braisa, not like Rava or Rabba. And they said that it is the same halacha that Shloishim is oileloi betoicha regel afilikov bereg. V'chein oilele reblazel rebdos perei afilikov beregel. Even though the levaya and the kvura, everything was beregel, and even though the oval is only going to count shiva post regel, but the shloishim regel oileloi lishloishim. Tan Rabban, kiyam kvias hamita shloishim yom koidem regel ein etzerch lepoisa. Acher regel, div Reblezer. Reblezer really is repeating the halacha from our Mishnah, and that is, when do we say that regel is mafsik according to our Mishnah that we learned yesterday? It's only if the person was noheg hilchis avelus 3 days before yontif. Since he was already noheg 3 days, Rashi said in the Mishnah that's the ikker period of avelus. He was already yoitz of the ikker the 3 days. So now, when regel comes out on the matzah of the third day, in other words, day number four, the regel is mafsik, and that's it. no more Shiva. But that has to be 3 days. Now, the reason why it says in the Gemara, Kiyam Kfiyas Amita, which, as you know, we said before, is no longer the custom today. The reason why the Braisa brings Kfiyas Amita says the Ravid is just to give an example that he has to be Mekayim something. What happens if during the 3 days before the regular, the person was did not fulfill Hilchos Shiva, then regular is not mafsik. It's only mafsik if the person was Mekayim, if he observed some of the Hilchos. So apparently the word Kriya Samita is just an example of all of the Shiva regulations, such as Ne'ilas Asandal and sitting on the ground. So if he was Mekayim, one of those things for three days before the regel, he was Yoitz in a mitzvah, Ginuk, the regel cuts it off and no more Shiva. Ein etrech lechpoi sachar rech. Tivriblech. Chacham say you don't need a full 7 days, you don't need 3 days, even if the person sat for 1 day, even if he sat for sho'achas, in other words, for a short period of time, and then, boom, you had the regel, dashashinganuk, and the regel cuts off, and cuts short the shiva period. And that's how we paskin, like the Chachamim, not like Reb Lezer, that if Chas HaSholem, for instance, the Levaya was on Erev Yontif, and then the person sat for a few minutes, done. Then after that is, exactly, just like my father's Shechana Brocha, that we sat for 20 minutes in the Beis HaChayim. From our Gemara's Mashma, but if you didn't sit at all, Gunish, then we would have had a full Shiva after Yontif was over.
And with Shloshim, and also we also hold that Mes Betoch HaRegel, that the Shloshim already start is counted from the day of the Kura.
You want to know whether it's Oyla or not?
Yeah.
It would appear from our Gemara that it is Oyla, because it's a day next to after the Kovid Beregel. I didn't look it up in Shulchan Aruch, but so it would appear. Om Reb Luzer Reb Shimon. Hey, name the Reb Shammai. Hey, name the Reb Hill. So in the same Brice that we're now learning, Machlokes Reb Lezer and the Chacham, whether you have to have a kiyum of 3 days before the regel, or it's enough even just 1 day, or even Shoachas, Reb Luzer Reb Shimon says that this Machlokes is already an Alta Machlokes. It's already Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hill. She Beis Shammai Omim Shloishi Yomim. They hold 3 days. If Barry were here, he would say it's understandable why Reb Lezer says 3 days, because Reb Lezer Shamuti, who one of the pshat of Shamuti was that he from the Talmid of Beis Shammai. Of course, another pshat Shamuti there was Beshamta, was in Chayim, master of Tanish Lachnoi, exactly right. Anyway, so that's Reb Lezer, and that's Beis Shammai, and that's our Mishnah of yesterday. And that's the Chacham of today, and that's Beis Hill, and therefore we pass Kentucky like Chacham and Beis Hill. Since Rabbi Yochanan is addressing two people, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rav Huna, therefore I should say Omar Lahu, like it says on the side. 1 day, 1 hour, Genuk, and you don't, and then Yom Tov cut short the Shiva. Rav Omar Halacha Kitana Didon, the Omar Shloisha. Rav disagrees and says, no, we pass on like our Mishnah, 3 days, and not Yoimechad and not Shoachas. Ravina Ikla the Sura de Pros. Ravina came to the city of Sura, which was on the river Pros. Apparently, there were two Suras, and that's why he's referring to the Sura, which was on the river Pros. Amalei Rav Chaliba le Ravina. Hilcha Samai, what's taka de halacha? Amalei Afili Yemechad Afili Sho Achas. 1 hour, 1 day, Genuk. Then Yontif cuts it short. Yasser Bechia Baraba, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila, Rav Yitzchak Ben Alosa. These three, Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Ami, and Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, were sitting on the killa. Killa means a porch. They're sitting on the porch of the home of Reb Yitzchak ben Elazar. Nafik Miltzim Beinayu, and they start talking about the halachas of our Gemara. Minayin la'avelus shiva shiva. How do you know that there's even a din of 7 days of avelus? The chassidus said the pasuk of Hachti Chagechem li'evel. Ma chag shiva af avelus shiva. This is a pasuk in Amos that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to chas v'sholom, going b'mahapach, he's going to reverse or turn around the chag to be nebuch v'avelus, and therefore the Gemara says, well, we know that a chag is typically 7 days. Ma chag shiva af avelus shiva. Yet the Gemara is going to ask momentarily that atzeres is only 1 day, and Tosis asks, don't we have that sukkos is 8 days? Regel b'fnei atzmai. Anyway, so we see from this pasuk for fachti chagecham li'evel, most of the mafarshim learn that this is just an asmachta, because min ha'toira there is no din of sitting shiva. there's a shaila whether it's only a one day aninus, or maybe there's 3 days, like the Gemara was saying before, and what Rashi said in the Mishnah, the Iker is 3 days, but the 7 days is midrabanan, and therefore this pasuk is only in asmachta, and after all, the pasuk is only in neviim. Anyway, it's not in the Torah, not in the Chumash. Anyway, so what does it say? That just like the Yontif is 7 days, so the Yontif will be Nehapach L'Avelis, is the Chasimim, that Avelis is also 7 days. Maybe you should say that the Chagekam is referring to 1 day Shavuos, and therefore Avelis is only 1 day. You're right that the Chagekam in fact does include Atzeres, and therefore the Avelis is only 1 day, but not normal Avelis, but Avelis of Shmur Rechoike. So, do you want to mean Shmur Rechoike? How do you know when you have a Shmur Rechoike? What means Shmur Rechoike? The Gemara is going to tell us in another 2-3 lines that Shmur Rechoike means that the person who needs to sit ba'Avelis only heard the report of the decedent's death sometime afterwards. Not the same day and not a day later, sometime, how long is that sometime afterwards? The Bryce is going to tell us in a couple of lines, after 30 days. That if the person did not hear Nebuch about the passing of his Karev for a period of 30 days, then the din is, you do not sit Shiva, only one only sits 1 day. How do I know? And therefore, that the ikri chad yoima, and that's called a chag. And that's why when we learn b'fachti chagechem le'evil, by shmur choyke, it's only 1 day and not 7 days. So the Ritva says that because chagechem is loshen rabim, we'll in fact can learn both. That when you have the chag of Sukkot or of Pesach, which are 7 days, then the Avelis will be 7 days by Yishmua Kiroiva. In other words, that you heard about it shortly after the passing of that person's relative. Masha Enkein, if you talk, since Chagechem is Beloshen Rabim, it can also refer to the 1 day Yontif of Atzeres. And Echanami, that's why Bishmua Rechoika, you only know 1 day, just like Atzeres. And the Gemara Taka says, "Tan Rabban Shmur Kroiv in the Heges Shiva Ushloishim Shmur Rechoike in the Heges Al Yom Echad, only 1 day by Shmur Rechoike. Ezi Kroiv of Ezi Rechoike. How do you define Kroiv and Rechoike? Kroiv of Betoich Shloishim. If the person heard Nebuch the sad news within 30 days, then what's the din? The person has to sit Shivu Shloishim. Rechoike, he only heard the sad news. The Achish Shloishim. Then what is that? Lachar Divrei Rebbe Kiva. That after that you only noyig 1 day Bulvat." The Chacham do not distinguish between Shmur Kroive and Shmur Choike. Normally, the Gemara will say we should paskin like the Chacham against Rabbi Kiva, because after all, Rabbi Kiva is a Das Yochid and the Chacham is a Das Rabbim. Moreover, Rabbi Kiva is a Groisa Meikel, because Rabbi Kiva is saying that by a Shmur Rechoike, you only have to be noeg 1 day. And the Chachamim, who are the Roiv, and their Machmir, they say, no, even by Shmur Rechoike, you have to be noeg Shivu Shloshim. So says Omer Bochana, Omer Yochanan, Komokim Sha'ata Moitzi Yochid Mekel V'Rabim Machmir and Malacha Kirabim. Under normal circumstances, regular rules of jurisprudence would tell us we paskin like the Chachamim, that even by Shmur Rechoike, 7 and 30. Chutz Mizu, this is an exception to the rule. Sh'afu bish Rabbi Kiva, Mekel v'chomim machmirin. Halachik Rabbi Kiva, why? Yameshmul, halachik Rabbi Mekel v'yevu. We've had this already now 3 or 4 times, that when it comes to Avelis, the halachas give the Mekel v'avel. Rabbi Chanina asi leishmua da'avua mi bechoy zoi. Rabbi Chanina heard unfortunate news that his father had passed away in bechoy zoi. The Gemara brings bechoy zoi from time to time, and that is typically a Gemara that wants to give an example of a far away place, even though it was still within Bavel. So, where the people typically lived in Bavel, which was Sura, Ne'erdor, and places of that name, Popadisa, that was all quite far removed from Bechay Zoi, even though it was in the same Medina. Not that different from the fact that New York and California are both in the United States, but they're still far off. Anyway, every once in a while I come to Eretz Yisrael and someone asks me, do I know his cousin? I'm from America. I said, where does the cousin live? He lives in California in America. So do I know him? Because I live in New York. So he thinks that New York and California are like Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv or something like that. Anyway, so it was quite far away, and Nebuchi heard that the father passed away, and therefore this is a Shmur Rechoik. It was already more than 30 days. Also, the Kami of Chizda. Oh, Malay, what do I do? So he said, Shmur Rechoik, and he gets the Yom Echad, only one day, and that's it. Rav Nosson Barami, also the Shmur, the Imei Mebechoi Zoi, the same type of situation. It was his mother in Bechoi Zoi, also the Kami of Rava, oh, Malay, Hari Amru, Shmur Rechoik, and he gets the Yom Echad, Bilvad, like we already passed in, one day, and that's it. And it's not even one day, it's Shoh Achas. When do we say this halacha? By chamisha meisei mitzvah, that you have, that the Shmur Rechoike shortens it, and it's only one day, that if you're talking about five meisei mitzvah. Everybody has seven kroivim for whom the chas v'shalom have to go and sit shiva. Who are the seven? As the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit later, those are the seven which are enumerated in the beginning of Parshas Emor. And that is, number one, parents, that's father and mother. Number two, brother and sister. Number three is children, a son or a daughter. So that's six altogether. And finally, a person's spouse, a man for his wife, and the wife for her husband. So those are seven altogether. Says the Gemara, there's a difference between the five and the two. Since of the Imoy, there's a greater inyan of Kibud, and therefore the other five, Shmur Achoika, only one day. Of the Imoy, Shivu Shloishim, it's like it's a Shmur Kroiva, you have to go and be Noheg 7:30. Azeyote Gizot, that was the Kasha that he asked Rav. Amalei, so Rav Anti Yechidai, Vlaisvilan Kavase. That's a Das Yochid, that we distinguish between five and two, that's a Yochid, and we don't. Fears look like that. That is not our custom. The sign like learned in the price. Ma'isu meis obisho Reb Tzodik beginzak. Reb Tzodik's father passed away in Ginzak. Vayidhu li'achar sholoi shonim. He only found out about it 3 years later. That's much beyond the 30 days of Shmur Rechoike. Ubo v'shol es Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya is normally thought of as Acher, as we'll learn Mitzvashem in Masechtas Chagiga, the next Masechta. However, the Biankev Emden in the back of the Gemara says it cannot be the same Elisha ben Avuya, and he makes a ganze cheshbon of historical when Reb Tzadik lived and Elisha ben Avuya lived. So you look at the Biankev Emden for those of you that like a little bit of history. So he says it must have been a second Elisha ben Avuya. Anyway, they asked Elisha ben Avuya, Uzakenim Shimoy, and his fellow peers, the Amru, and they said, Nohug Shiva Ushloishim. You're Nohug Shiva Ushloishim. Now, even though it says Uzakenim, our Gemara is saying that the Chidohi, that's Elisha ben Avuya. In fact, how often do you come across Elisha ben Avuya in Shas? It's a very rare Yochid, especially if he's not the Acher. So he is an Acher, he's somebody else that you very rarely hear from, and therefore he's a Yochid, and that's why it's Shiva Ushloishim. The Mephoshim talk about the fact that it says also Kenim She'imai, but apparently those Kenim were his Talmidim, or one of the Mephoshim says just take out the gear, so it's a mistake, it should just say Elisha ben Avuya. But bottom line is it's only he that holds the Shiva Shloishim, and that's why we don't distinguish between the five and the two. In all cases, all seven close relatives, it's only Yoim Echad or Sho'ah Achas. Now, Zokimor Ukishemeis Benoisha Reb Achya Begoila, when Reb Achya, his son, passed away in Goila, Yashav Olav Shivu Shloishim, he was Noheg Shivu Shloishim, even though this was Begoila, which means after the 30 days, meaning after Shmur Rechoike, nevertheless he was Noheg Lechumra Shivu Shloishim. Freitimor Eni, is that true? Reb Achya went and sat Shivu Shloishim at Shmur Rechoike, v'harab bar achva de Reb Chia de Hava. To who? Bar Achsid Reb Chia. And Kisolik Lahasim Amalei. Now what is this all about? Now we have this Gemara beginning in Masechet Pesachim. We had also a reference to it a few days ago in the Gemara. Rav was very interesting. Rav was a double nephew of Reb Chia. Why? Because Reb Chia was both the brother of Rav's father, and Reb Chia was the brother of Rav's mother. Now under normal circumstances, when you think about it, that's impossible, because if Reb Chia was the brother of the father and Reb Chia was the brother of the mother, doesn't that mean that the father and the mother themselves were brother and sister, and a brother and sister, of course, cannot get married. It would be an incestuous relationship. It's an erva. So we have to go and say that, in fact, the story with Reb Chiya was that he was a half-brother of the father and a half-brother of the mother. How is that possible? So Rashi goes a little bit into the family structure there. There was a Yid by the name of Reb Acha Mikifri. Reb Acha Mikifri was originally married to a lady by the name of Leah, and they had a son by the name of Aivu. Leah never passed away, and their Abba was an Alman together with his son Aivu. On the other side, there was a lady by the name of Rachel, and she was also a previously married lady. She was an Almana, and she brought along a daughter. A daughter. The two sons wouldn't be able to marry. So what happened? We have Reb Acha Mikifri, an Alman, having a son. And we have on the other side, the same son's name was Aivu. And then we have Rachel on the other side, there was an Almana, and she had a daughter. Doesn't say in Rashi what the name of the daughter was. It sounds from the Gemara that the name of the daughter may have been Ima. Good. Bottom line is, Baruch Hashem, Reb Acha Mikifri married this young lady, Rachel, and he brought along his son to the marriage. She brought along her daughter to the marriage. Obviously, the son and the daughter were not related because each one was born from an earlier zivug. So now, in the meantime, they're playing, they're going to school, and Reb Acha Mikifri, who now married Rachel in the second zivug, Baruch Hashem, they had one child in common. What child in common? His name was Chiya, and eventually became the famous Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya is able to go and look to Aivu and say, "You're my half-brother." And Reb Chiya looks to the daughter, Ima, the daughter of Rachel, from the earlier marriage, and he says to her, "You're my half-sister." And therefore Reb Chiya then is both a brother and a sister, and perhaps he was even the Shatchan. He said, "Well, my brother should marry my sister." Regardless of whether he was a shatkan or not, they did marry. And Baruch Hashem, after they got married, they had a son by the name of Rav. And therefore Rav is a nephew of Reb Chiya, both because Reb Chiya was a brother of Rav's father, Aivu. He also happens to be a nephew of Reb Chiya because Reb Chiya is a brother of his mother, Ima. And therefore Rav is now both a paternal nephew and a maternal nephew of Reb Chiya. Oh, brother, or maybe, oh, uncle.
And a half make a whole.
And a half make a whole, exactly right. So now, we have a situation of Rav coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, where Reb Chiya was, and the first thing Reb Chiya said to Rav after Shalom Aleichem, take a seat, take a coffee, a tea, whatever it was, Kisalik Hasam Amalei, so now Reb Chiya says to Rav, is Abba Kayim, is father still alive? In other words, my brother Aivo, is he still living? On to the Amid Beis Amalei. So Rav answered him back with Lashon Bitmia, rhetorically. He says, Ima Kayemis, why did you ask about father? Why did you ask about Ima? Because after all, that is your sister. Amalei. So he answered him, No, Ima Kayemis, is your mother alive? Amalei. Abba Kayim, did I answer you yet on the first question about Abba? This is somewhat of a strained type of conversation. But the reason why Rav didn't immediately answer him is because, unfortunately, both Abba and Ima were no longer alive. And as we learned yesterday, Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan, don't say bad things. Not that there the Al Tiftach Peh was because Chas V'Shalom, something could happen in the future, like Reb Pinchas and Shmuel, the two brothers. But you try to stay away from anything negative. We don't like negativity, so that's why he wanted Reb Chiya to pick up on it on his own. And in fact, Reb Chiya understood the Ramazim here, and Amalei the Shamis, and now Reb Chiya said to his Shamis, Chaloitz Limanole, take off my shoes because I have to go and be Noeg Shiva. And one of the Hanhogas of Shiva is that we don't wear shoes as an Ovel. Now, this is, of course, after 30 days, and what he told him, surprisingly, after he told him, take off my shoes, he says, Vehelech Acharai, Kelai lebeis hamerchitz. I'm going to go to the beis hamerchitz shortly. I want you to go and follow behind me and go and take the new set of clothing. apparently that was one of the duties of the Shabbos, that he would go along with Reb Chiya, and he would take along the new set of clothing after the person finishes the Beis Hamikdash. Now, why do we tell us this story? Shemami at last, we learn three lessons from this story. Shemami, now the first lesson is that Ovel Osman is a sandal. That's why he told the Shamas, take my shoes off. Ushmami na Shemura Chaykein in the Heges al Yoyim Echad. Or like we just said, Afilus Shoa Achas. Shortly after he took off his shoes, 5 minutes later, 15 minutes later, an hour later, he says, okay, we're off to the Beis Hamikdash. How can an Ovel go to the Beis Hamikdash? He has to go and sit at least for the whole day. And the answer is you don't need the whole day. You don't even need a whole day, even the Shoa Achas that we said before. Anyway, fascinating story. The question that the Gemara asked was, we said back on the Omer Aleph that Reb Achya, when he heard that his son passed away, sat Shiva Ushloishim, even though it was a Shmua Rechoike. Here we're talking about Reb Chiya, which the Gemara assumes in the Havamina is the same as Reb Achya, that he sat only a few minutes after he heard the terrible story that Nebuch, his brother and his sister, passed away. So don't we have a stira? Make up your mind. Is it Shmur Rechoike 30 days, Shiva and Shloishim, or after Shmur Rechoike is it just Yoim Echad Vishoa Achas? These are two different individuals. This is Reb Chiya and this is Reb Achya. Yeah, there's certainly a similarity in the names, but that's where it ends. There's only a similarity. It's not the same individual.
Could a person make his own decision whether or not to sit the 7 and the 30, even though he only has to sit 20 minutes?
A person can go and sit a whole year if he wants, even if nobody in the world passed away. There were 10 million people were born this year, and the person decides that he wants to go and sit Shiva the whole year on the ground. Nothing precludes him from doing so.
No, I was thinking because one person, Achio, his children passed away, and the other one, his siblings passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So the one with the children passed away could have been a little bit more poignant for him. And with
a greater feeling, more emotional, and maybe he needs some therapy. All of that is true.
No, I've seen parents bury their children. It's a completely different...
It is terrible. It's horrible as can
horrible.
Be. I may have told this story already in the past. If you haven't heard it, it's kedai to repeat it again. The story told is Reb Schneer Kotler Zatzal, son of Reb Aaron Kotler, had a wonderful son that was very, very dear to him, who unfortunately passed away in his 20s. The son never got Yeremasa, and he passed away. The Reb Schneer Kotler was beside himself because burying a son is very traumatic. And he was really uncontrollable, unconsolable. Came the Alte Bluje Rebbe Zatzal, and he came to Menachem Ovel. And the Bluje Rebbe said, Reb Shnei, I see the terrible grief that you're going through. I want to tell you a story. I want you to know that before the war, I had a Rebbetzin, and I had one daughter who was very, very beloved to me. Because of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, unfortunately, I lost my Rebbetzin and my daughter, who both were murdered by the Germans, Yimach Shemam. And this daughter was so beloved to me that for a long time I was also unconsolable. The only difference between you and me, says the Rebbe to Reb Schneier, is that if and when, chas v'sholem, something happens, or on the other hand, if there's good news in the family that somebody's getting married, or there's someone's a bar mitzvah, there's a new child that's born, is any time that you want to go and get close to your son, Reb Shnei, you'll be able to go out to the Beis HaChaim and pour your heart out to your son. You can take along a tilim, you can tell him about the simcha, etc. The Bluje Rebbe says, I don't even have a place to go out to my daughter because I don't know where her remains are. Bluje Rebbe said, and that's pshat perhaps in one of the pshat that we can say, he said, Hamokim, the fact that you have a mokim kaver for your son, that in itself should be a nechama for you, that you can still reunite with your son whenever you feel that feeling and that emotion. But I don't even have that mokim because I have nowhere to go. There's no kaver for my daughter, no zecher whatsoever. So the hamokim yinachem eschem. They said Reb Schneer was consulted. Anyway, so getting back to you.
Reb Chiya only did a minimal.
Minimal amount.
And by the way, where does it say it was only Sha'achas?
In our Gemara, it doesn't say Sha'achas, but it does say that right after Cholitz Minolai, then he called out to the Shamas.
Okay.
And since the Gemara says Shmam in a mikzvah Yom Kekulai, then the Gemara is telling us he didn't wait that full day. That's why I took off the shoes, and then shortly thereafter, it doesn't say whether 5 minutes or an hour, but shortly thereafter he went. And when it says in the Gemara Sha'achas, it says in the Mefarshim Sha'achas Lav Dafka, it means just a short period.
So he only held just mixed only Sha'achas and Achya.
Rab Achya, even though it was a Shmura Chayka, he did full Shiva and Shloshim.
Okay, so two different people, two different services.
Two different Hanhogas. Yeah, he paskin like the Mandiyama that holds Sha'achas, and he paskin the Mandiyama full Shiva Shloshim. Yes, Daniel.
Why are there two dots on the second row and then three dots on the fourth row?
You mean in the middle of the line?
No, on 2,000 with an aleph on top of chalutz on the second row.
Yeah.
And three dots and an aleph on the fourth row above ovel.
You're asking a very good question. If you go all the way over to the right-hand margin, you see it says, Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah always tell us where the Mekoiris are. Where do you find these halachas in Shulchan Aruch on the Rambam? So you see the aleph with the first dot is on the top of the first line. The aleph with the two dots on the second line, that's the second, and then you get to the dot aleph with the three dots, etc. You're very welcome. Amr Yosef bar Avin. We're about 10 lines from the top of the Amud base. Amr Yosef bar Avin. Shamar Shmuak Roiva Beregel. Lamatzoya Regel Nasis Rechoike. The Gemara says a very interesting hechatimtza that the person started Yontiv. And on Yontiv, he comes into shul, and someone says, "Oi, Chaim, I heard the terrible news. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you. Your brother was such a one. Why are you talking about my brother in past terms? Oh, you didn't hear about it? What should I have heard? Nebuch, your brother passed away. Oi, vavoi, vavoi. And this day was, let's say, the 25th day after he had passed away. So it's still a Shmur Kroiv, it's within the 30 days. But he can't be Noyeg Shiva or Shloshim during the Regel, because it's Yontif. So when is he going to have to be Noyeg? Only after Yontif. By the time Yontif is over, Regel Nas is Rechaik, it's already past 25, it's already 32 days. So what din does he have? Does he have a din of the Shmur Kroiv in person, because he heard it when it was within the 30 days? And then you have Shiva or Shloshim. Or, since he's only Noyeg now after Yontif is over, and now it's already Shmur Rechaik, is it only one day? It's like it was a shmur achoika all along, only one day. Similarly, Tani Rav Adak, the Minkisim, he made Rav Yochanan, Shema Shmur Kroiva b'Shabbos. Shabbos morning, it was, let's say, the 29th day. Or maybe it was the 30th day, and so therefore it was Shmur Kroiva. Call it the 29th day, Shmur Kroiva, and therefore had that been a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it'd have to be Noeg 7 days. But of course he can't be Noeg at Shabbos. Ula Matzah Shabbos Nasis Rechoike. By the time it's Matzah Shabbos, it's already day number 30. And in Noeg Eliyoy Mechad, you only have to be Noeg one day. By the way, this is Shmur Rechoike. Of course, there are many fewer Shmuz Rechoikas today because of modern-day communications. With one email to 1,000 people, people hear immediately Nebuch of Levaya, this, that, the other thing. However, there are times when they try to keep the information away from a likely Ovel. For instance, Ravozna Zatzal. Ravozna was the chief rabbi of Zichron Meir in Bnei Brak, and he was considered one of the Poske Hador. He only passed away a few years ago. Shortly before his passing, he was already, I think, already 98 or 99 at the time. He passed away at the age of 104. So shortly before his passing, his sister passed away, and she was, of course, in her 90s as well. And her sister passed away here in America, and he was living in Bnei Brak. So the Gaboim, who knew about it immediately, decided not to tell the Rebbe. They didn't tell him anything. And then 30 days later, then they broke the news, and then he sat only for a few minutes. And he said at that time that he had sensed that that was the case, that she had passed away, because it was her custom to call him every Erev Shabbos to go and wish him a good Shabbos. Can you imagine a brother and sister, both of them in the late 90s, and there was such a beautiful relationship that she would call him every Shabbos, and he said she didn't call the last few Shabbosim. He was suspected that something was amiss, maybe she's not well, whatever. And then she passed away, and then he found out officially Shmur Rechoike, and he only sat a few minutes and he got up. the Bob especially didn't tell him, because I don't have to tell you how difficult it is for a person to sit shiva at that age. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now. What happens, in fact, by Shmur Rechoike, where the person is not going to go and sit more than just a few minutes, is there a din of Kriya? Yom Echad Kriya, Oyeine Kriya. What's the din? No, Yom Echad comes before. Kriya, Oyeine Kriya. Is it din of Kriya or not? Remani Omer, Oyeine Kriya. No din of Kriya. Reb Chanina Omer, Kriya. There is a din of Kriya. Only Remani, Reb Chanina. Remani who holds there's no din of Kriya. Bishlam Ledidi, according to me, you know why I hold Einei Kriya? Because the din of Kriya and the din of Shiva are very closely related. So if there's Shiva, there's Kriya. No Shiva, no Kriya. Elidach, according to you, the Amris Kriya, Kriya, Kriya b'lei Shiva mi'ika. You also agree with me post Shmur Rechoike that there's only a one day, few minutes sitting of Shiva. So if there's no real Shiva, so l'chor, there shouldn't be a din of Kriya. So therefore, I don't understand you, said Ramani. Freitimur Valoi, is that correct that Kriya and Shiva are so closely related that only Shiva, then Kriya, no Kriya? Valoi v'atani ha'v'braisa. Isi avuad Reb Zeira, v'amri lo achuad Reb Zeira. Either Isi was a father Reb Zeira, a brother Reb Zeira. Came Kamed Reb Zeira, and he told him, Mishayim lecholik l'kroya. What happens if Nebuchadnezzar, Rahman, you have an oval, is so poor, he doesn't even have one set of clothing to be Korea? The obvious question is, what, is he walking around without clothing? So Toysa says, it's talking about that he borrowed clothing. If you look at the top, not the top Toysa, second Toysa, Korea, ain't a Korea, go to the last 10 lines of the Toysvis, he says, Mayrik going show you sho'ul mechaveiroi, oynes malikroim, that either the clothing that he was wearing were borrowed, he didn't even have his own shirt on his own back, or that Nebuchadnezzar did have his own shirt, but the shirt was so old it already had numerous tears, so you couldn't go and tear a torn shirt, like a gavra ketila kotal. See, this would be a torn shirt, you can't go and rice kriya if it's really torn. Anyway, Samishin lecholik lekrei. V'nan lutoich shiva. During the shiva, he did get another pair of clothing, I guess. Somebody must have bought him a present or whatever. And now he does have his own shirt. Kriya. Then he should do Kriya now during the Shiva. Even though it's 3 days later, 5 days later, be Kriya now. However, the Achashiv, if he only got his new shirt, new jacket, whatever.
He found it.
Good. The Achashiv, only after the Shiva is all over, Einei Kriya, you don't do Kriya. So what do you see from this? That after Shiva, there's no longer any Kriya. Why not? The person said Shiva. Didn't you say Shiva and Kriya, those two work hand in hand? So you see that there could be a Shiva and there's still no Kriya. So therefore, he's telling Ramani, you told me automatically that your Shiva, your Kriya, no Shiva, no Kriya. You see, this person said Shiva and he didn't do Kriya, even though he had the opportunity post Shiva. Like we had back in the Amud Aleph, the five niftarim. That on over the imay, one is kareya, even beyond the shiva. Aha! So Gemara Kitanya, he the covered over the imay. Says the Gemara, you're trying to go and show me that even though kriya is over, your shiva is over, kriya continues on, presumably indefinitely, or at least presumably up to the end of the year, because of the velus of Ovid Imoy. Oh, so you see that the two are not related. Not like Rimani said, that it's automatically Shiva and Kriya is a package deal. Here we're talking about later on is Kriya V'Hoylich. Tanya, he the covered Ovid Imoy. Mitzah Iker, then the Gemara is telling us is that there is no din of Kriya, says Rimani, after Shiva, no din of Kriya. If there's no Shiva, no Kriya. Even if Shiva passed, no Kriya. It says, of the imay, that's a separate din, not out the din of Shiva, out the din Hilchos Avelus. He did it specially covered. Of the imay is a special din in addition to Hilchos Avelus, the din of covered imay. The Nebuchadnezzar heard that of the imay passed away, he goes and rises Kriya for them. You have a similar concept if Chas V'Shalom, a person's Rabbi Muvik passes away, then also the halacha, the custom is to go and be rice kriya after Rabbi Muvik, even though Rabbi Muvik is not his relation, but it's only alts kovid for his rabbi. So here it's alts kovid for other imay, besides hilchas avedus, besides hilchas shiva, that was a separate din of kriya. Tan Rabban, Kol ha'omer beparshis kohanim shekoyim mitam alehen ovil misabel alehen. In Parshas Emor, it says lenefesh liyitam abi amav kiyem l'sheirei hakorav elav liyochav lachisoy liyochav lachoisoy l'ovil imoy, etc. It says all of the seven immediate family members. It doesn't say ishtar, but that you learn from kiyem l'sheirei hakorav elav sheirei zu ishtar. And it says lachoisi habsula hakorav elav asher lehoisa liish loh yitama. He should also be metame to his achoise hapsula, but not his achoise that's already married. There's no chiyuv of shiva min hatorah. So again, kol ha'omer beparshas kohanim shekoyim metame lehen, that the kohen is allowed to be metame to them, the immediate seven kroivim, avu misavale the elohein, which are those ishtei of the imoy, achiv achoisei, and benoi uvitoi. Now he sifu aleihem, the rabbanan added to those achiv achoise hapsula me imoy, that if it wasn't from his father, but only from a brother. In other words, it was a half brother, and the half brother was from maternal, from the mother. Then, although minat Torah there's no chiyav, but the Rabbanan added that as well. Furthermore, vachoisa nesua bein mi'ov bein mi'imai. That what happens if you have a sister that is already totally married, nesua. The pasuk only requires vachoisa apsula asher lo hoisa liish lo yitama. She's hoisa liish, she's married. That makes a difference, even though it happens to be Ben Ovid, Ben Imai, it could even be a double brother-sister, in other words, not a half-brother, but a normal brother, normal sister. Min HaToyra, there's no Chia, Min Midrabanan, they added it on. Ukishem Shemisabal Aleim, Kach Misabal Al Shneim Shelehem. Tiv Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says, there's even a din of Shneim. We're going to learn Mietzshem more about Shneim, of course, in Mesechtis, Yevomis, etc. But what we're talking about, and Ksubas, what we're talking about Shneim over here is that Chas v'Shalom, if a person loses a father, he has to be Mesabel. He also has to be Mesabel on his grandfather, or mother and grandmother, children on his grandchildren. And the Rashi adds not only that, but also on the other Krivim. Rashi says also on Ben Achoisai. If you look at Rashi, Ashni and Shilehen, in the middle of the Omud, Zokti Rashi, Avi Ovid, that's grandfather, Ben Benoi, Ben Bitoi, grandson, granddaughter, both grandsons, Ben Benoi, Ben Benitoi, the Al Ben Achoisai, also on the son of his sister. So his sister, and then the son of the sister, which would be, of course, a nephew. Also, that's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Oimer, Inu Mesabel, Ella Ben Benoi, the Al Avi Ovid. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, I limit the din of Shneim here to a grandson and to a grandfather. Any person that, Chas v'Shalom, one has to be Misabel on that person, if that person passes away, then you also have to join in his Avelis. What the Chum mean to say is, let's say Chas v'Shalom, if a person, you have Reuven. Reuven's father is Yaakov. Yaakov's father is Yitzchak, like we have in the Torah, right? Yitzchak Avinu, then Yaakov Avinu, they have Reuven. If Chas v'Shalom Yaakov were to die, then Reuven has to be Mesabel Olav for Yaakov. It's his father. Even if Yaakov did not die, but he is sitting Shiva after his father, means Yitzchak, then Reuven has to be Mesabel Imoy together with his father Yaakov. He has to be Mesabel on his Zayda on Yitzchak. That's a Shneim case. So, isn't the Chacham saying the same thing as the Tanakama? That the Tanakama, meaning Rebbe Kiva, said that you have to miss Abel Ashneim Shalahan. So, what are the Chacham adding over here? When he says miss Abel Imoy, what do you have to miss Abel? Only if you're in the presence of the father, then you have to go miss Abel after the grandfather. Or even if you happen to be somewhere else, you have to be miss Abel after the grandfather. And that's the Nafkimina. And that's why the Chum said, Kosha miss Abel Olav, Reuven has to miss Abel after his father Yaakov, if Yaakov were to die. If instead Yaakov is alive, but Yitzchak passed away, then Misabel Imoy Baboy is when they're together in the same under the same roof. However, when Reuven goes home, then he doesn't have to be Misabel Imoy, it's only Imoy Babois. Mashenkin, according to Bekiva, you have to Misabel wherever you happen to be, because it's not a dinner of Imoy. And the more explains, Kihodi Omale Rav Chia, Kihodi Omar Rav L'chia b'rei. Rav said to Chia's son, presumably named after Rav Chia, his uncle. What did he say to Chia? V'chein amalei Rav Huna b'rav b'rei bi'apa nohaik avilusa. And your wife is sitting shiva chas v'shalom when you are in her face. In other words, you're in the same room together. She sees you. Then you also should be noig avelus. But lo yapa. But once you leave the room or leave the house, she doesn't know. Lo yitening avelus, and you don't have to be noig avelus, because this is something similar to what's the English expression, a sympathy strike. This is a sympathy avelus. So when you have to be in their presence, you noig avelus just like them. However, when you're not in their presence, you don't have to. The full-fledged custom of actually sitting avelus we don't have, but there are certain dinim, as we'll see in a moment. Mar'ukfa shachav le bar chamua. Mar'ukfa lost bar chamua, the son of his shver, which means he lost his brother-in-law, his shvuger. So he figured, this is also a shniyim, because since my wife is sitting shiva after my shvuger, after my brother-in-law, then I should participate together with the wife. So therefore he felt such a sympathy avelus together with his wife. Al Rafuna the Gabay. Rafuna came in, Ashkeche, and he saw that he was sitting shiva together with his wife after his brother-in-law. Amalei, so Rafuna said to him, Tsudnaisa bois lamechal, do you want to go and eat all of those su'udois that they bring in for the avelim? In other words, they apparently had the minhag together, just like the people do today, that people send meals to the avelim. So you want to shear in those su'udois, and that's why you're sitting shiva. In other words, he's telling him in a jocular way, there's no need for you to sit shiva. The whole din of participating in this sympathy, if you're talking about if she is sitting shiva after her parents, after father and mother, after your shver and shviger, but not after a shvuger. The same like we learn in the braise. Misha meis chomov oy chamoisai. Einu yishoy lokov ezisho liyois kecheles v'liyois bekeses. Even though the wife is supposed to listen to the husband, here the husband cannot go and force his wife to go and put on cosmetics. Kecheles v'pekeses. Ella, the other way around, pugfa kert. Koifa mitas soy. He has to turn over his mita v'noik ima avelis. He has to go and be noik avelis together with her. That's again because who passed away? His shver or his shviger, father-in-law, mother-in-law. V'chein he, the same thing applies to her. Shemes chamiya oy chamoisa, that she lost her father-in-law or mother-in-law. Einu shaliyos kechelv liyos bekeses. She is not allowed to go and shmir, because since her husband is sitting avelis, she has to participate with him. Ela koyfe mitosa, then the heges imoy avelis. So tomorrow, Batan Yirich, have another brayso. So Av Bisha Amru Ein Rishoy Lekov Lokov Zishtoy Lios Kecheles Lios Bekeses. Even though he cannot go and force her to go and shmir if she is ba'avelus, the Emes Amru Mizegas Leisa Koyz Matzas Lo Yimita. He could still expect it to do some minimal obligations of a wife to go and pour a koyz for him and to go and prepare the bed for him and Machetzle Paniyad Baraglav to go wash his hands and reglaim, etc. Well, one second, how is she doing this for him that she? Matzas leimita. He has to be koifa es mitosa. He has to be koifa mita. In other words, he's supposed to participate together with her in her avelis. What are you telling me that she's going and helping and serving in maches lepani v'draglo? Kashan adoni. Elav shema mina kam b'chomav b'chayisham chamoisa kam b'shar kroivim. Shema mina. Oh, the previous price where it says that he has to participate in hers and she has to participate in his avelis was talking about chama v'chamoisai or chamia v'chamoisa. This time, either chavish omra in rishoy doesn't tell us who passed away. Just tells us that the wife is ba'avelis and he cannot go and force her to go and put on cosmetics. What are we talking about, says Imar? We're talking about Shar Kroivin. Her brother passed away, or her child passed away from an earlier marriage, or something like that. So therefore, having nothing to do with the husband, he doesn't have to sit shiva in such a case. Then we say, so we see that Shmamina, Kamechom, Chamoiz, Kamishar Kroivin, Shmamina.
So the father-in-law is a higher level just because it's her brother. It's
father-in-law is both her father as well as his father-in-law, and then he has to participate together.
But her brother is also his brother-in-law.
Correct. But Gemara is distinguishing between this din of the shniyim only applies to the of the imai, doesn't apply to any brothers or siblings. When does a husband have to go and sit shiva together with his wife? Only the chamoisa. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai. V'atu v'deikim Hashem alakeichem chayim kolchem ayoyim.